want some, get some.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates, because of course they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You're a pirate.
This is a first down. Pirate.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. Well, you don't coach at East Carolina. You don't come to East Carolina. You don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
Whoever come on, I can promise you that.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for pirates.
All right, well, edition of the Sports Objective, and tonight this is a very special edition, emergency pod, as we're learning about a new subject of eligibility for those another year, for those that are from the class of 22, as we bring in the man that's been studying this for the last few hours, Kyle from LaGrange Barber. What's up, man?
Last few hours, more like the last hour.
That's the way I know.
You know, people say the class of 22, and I know that is incoming freshmen, but it almost sounds like graduating class. So it's incoming freshman class of 22. So technically class of 26, graduating class. Yeah. So if you were a freshman at 22, you get extra a year of eligibility if you've exhausted your eligibility. It is short notice for football. There is a transfer window opening apparently on August 3rd for the portal. Okay. If you are for all fall sports for 2022, if you were part of that that class, you don't have to even go back to the school you were at, which I'm not a big fan of that. But this is strange. This is, you know, like I said, for basketball and some other sports, there's some time, but for football, you know, guys like J.D. Lampley, Marlon Gunn, et cetera, if they decide to participate, they might not even come back to East Carolina. So this is, who do we get out of the portal? Where are our needs? You got guys here that are expecting to start. I mean, that's not just here, that's anywhere. So this is an interesting situation. And, you know, one thing I want to know, and I'll shut up and let Matt and JR talk, but one thing I want to know, were coaches aware that this could be coming? Did this blindside them, or is this something that this had to have been on their radar, that this could be happening?
As we bring in Matt Semenza, former linebacker under the Steve Logan era in the 90s. Matt, what are your thoughts on it? Being a guy that we know that I know that you're still in great shape and you could probably go out there and get, you know, another year of eligibility, but what are your thoughts about being a former player? I mean, every time we turn around, now guys are getting paid and they are doing less than what you did, and then all of a sudden they're getting they, before you know it, they'll be where they can play 12 years. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, guys. Just when you think that college sports can't get any crazier, and then this announcement comes out tonight. And, you know, I want to be really careful how I approach this because, you know, there's so much that can happen. You know, obviously a judge came in with this ruling, and right now they're all over the country. There's athletic directors, there's coaches scrambling, there's players getting phone calls. Obviously we mentioned a name like J.D. Lampley right now. You wonder what's going through his head. And, but what a crazy time in college athletics. But to answer your question, Dave, I mean, you know, look, I mean, from my perspective is like, you want to try to play sports as long as you possibly can. Now, obviously, there's going to be some really unique situations with these guys. We don't know where they're living. We don't know if they have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
We don't even know if they still want to play football. I mean, you know, like sometimes we just assume that they do. You know, I would think that they certainly do. And then the other question, and then I'll shut up and kick it over to Johnny here, because I feel like I could go on talking all night. But the other question is, what kind of shape are these guys in? Now, you know, they're only 6 months removed from a bowl game. So at their age, at 22, 23, you're pretty much invincible at that point. So you can get in shape quick. And, you know, obviously you'd want to bring them along the right way and in camp and whatnot. But, man, what a just unbelievable time in college athletics, and not necessarily in a good way. JR, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Kyle, to answer your question, I'm not certain that the coaches knew that this was coming like tonight. Probably not. But thank God we have GMs now in football, because this is crazy. It was 11 athletes that filed the lawsuit to regain eligibility that, you know, had been exhausted under the, you know, 4-year rule. But now 5 for 5, they sued, and a judge ruled today in Colorado that they had immediate eligibility, and not just the 11. And those 11 were primarily men's basketball players. I think there were 8 men's basketball players, 1 female track player, track and field athlete. And then I think there was a couple of baseball players. In any event, so the ruling is not just those 11 are eligible, but, you know, clearly any athlete that meets that criteria is going to be eligible. And Matt, like you were saying, you know, what are they even doing now? What about, I'm not talking about East Carolina, but just across the spectrum, there's players that have moved on to grad school. What do they do? Like, if, I guess they're just, they can't play. I mean, unless they, you know, want to, you know, sign up for wherever they're currently at. But, I mean, they couldn't go back to their previous school. I mean, that would be off limits. So, we're all trying to figure this out. And like you, Matt, I want to be careful on what is said. I don't want to misrepresent anything. And we're all still learning. But it's interesting conversation.
Well, it's pretty – I mean, some of this is pretty cut and dry. You know, if you have eligibility left based on being a freshman at 22 – as of right now, unless, you know, the NCAA is going to appeal it, but they may or may not appeal it, but the judge's ruling will stand until the appeal's heard. But the portal opens up August 3rd through the 10th, and that's for all fall sports and winter sports. So football, basketball, soccer, volleyball. Volleyball season's already going to be started. So with soccer.
Yeah.
And you talk about it, Matt, you mentioned they just played a bowl game 6 months ago. My guess is probably almost everybody is going to get a player out of this, but you know, it may not be your own players. You know, we may not get JD Lampley or Marlon Gunn Jr. You know, we may get an offensive lineman that, you know, was a starter at Western Carolina, or we may get where do we need more depth? Maybe we get a corner. You could always use more players on D-line. Maybe we get a corner from Middle Tennessee State. I mean, you don't know. And then you really look who's going to benefit from it. It's the people with the money. You're going to have now Power 4 schools will probably roster stack if they have spots available. And what is the scholarship limit? Didn't they expand the scholarship limit to like 110, or am I out of my mind on that?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, scholarships are rarely an issue in football. I mean,
but it used to be like an 88 limit, didn't it?
It's been increased.
My thing is, Matt, and I'm not picking on you, but I know you're very passionate about this, and I am just – the thing that Bubba says 105, thank you, Bubba, I know you would know. Matt, my thing is this, you guys back in the day when we were coming along, and obviously I was a student there when you were playing, all of us would have killed to have another year with Matt Semenza, you know, to play. And
Matt got injured his senior year. So yeah. Matt,
Yeah. And here's my thing on it. The thing that, you guys know, I'm big with high school football and I love high school football. I am very passionate about that, and I do not like the fact that high school football players are getting screwed. That's the way I feel about it. And there's a lot of great players that are not getting the looks they should because
the five to play five will help some of this. Yeah. But in this case, it extends people who played four, and you know, I don't like that the portal's going to be wide open. I wish, unless you were in grad school, you had to go back to where you were. But I don't like that aspect. I am a bit, there was a little confusion before the show. We had to research it. Briefly, we thought the portal was going to open for everybody August 3rd through 10th, and I was like, oh, Jesus. But thank God it's just for kids from 2022, or excuse me, kids that were freshmen in 22, who have exhaustive eligibility until now. But it's just, it creates a mess because, somebody who, you got the opportunity to bring in somebody, you got a kid who was planning on starting who may not start now. But anyway, go ahead, JR.
I was just going to say, just to clarify, though, I know it's pretty much the same thing, but it's high school senior class of 22, because you could have been a redshirt freshman in 22 and you wouldn't be eligible. It's for the
right. You exhausted your eligibility. Yes.
Yeah. So 22 graduating class of high school is what we're talking about right now.
Yes. If you exhausted your eligibility in 26. So if you redshirted a year, then you doesn't count. It doesn't
you're matter. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys make great points. And Dave, I was thinking exactly what you were. You know, I have a son, guys, who he's about to be a senior in high school, but next year he will benefit from the 5 for 5. He's going on to play Division I baseball, so he's going to get 5 years of eligibility. So
the five for five sounds like an old fast food deal.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, that's such an awesome thing. Now, here's the thing for this class in particular. All of a sudden, to Dave's point, if you just reported to campus, right? Take East Carolina, for example, freshmen are just reporting. Some of them have been there since spring. You might think you're second on the depth chart. You might think you're third on the depth chart. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have some situations, and not a ton of them, because maybe when it's all said and done, we get one or two players back. But, you know, you might have some situations where all of a sudden now that depth chart gets reshuffled. High school players, to Dave's point, have been getting squeezed for several years now because of the portal. It's become more and more difficult for high school athletes, not so much even in football, but there's more scholarships, but in sports like basketball and baseball, very difficult. So it's just, you know, I do feel bad for some of the guys in this class. At the same time, to sound selfish, you know, if this can benefit Blake Harrell's ECU football team, we would certainly love to see it. But yeah, a lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts. The first thing I thought of, guys, right? This is the first when this I don't remember how we even started talking about this tonight. Somebody saw on Twitter a tweet go out, or an X, sorry.
It's all over the place. I mean, it's
The first thing I thought of, right? And I'll put myself in Marlon Gunn's position, right? He's sitting back home in Louisiana, got his feet up, watching sports, thinks he's done playing football. And all of a sudden, you see that tweet come out. Your heart starts racing. Holy cow. Do I have another year? You know, because that dream gets taken from you as a player. And you can't get back.
Don't you think that the players were aware that this lawsuit was pending? And
I would say some are, some won't.
Yeah, the ones that were sharp and really wanted to live that dream and do everything they can to make it happen are probably in pretty good shape, just waiting for this moment, and are well prepared. Now, I don't know what percentage that is. Probably, you know, less than 50. I don't know. But I'm thinking there's some out there were probably preparing for this, thinking, let's hope this happens. Hey, the first thing I thought was Jack Herring in baseball. One more year with Jack would be outstanding. And Joe Webb only used up 4 years, but he's already signed a contract in Major League Baseball. So he's precluded from this whole thing. I mean, if you've received any type of money from any professional league, you're not eligible. But, you know, Jack Herring, I don't know what his interests are, but he's got plenty of time, you know. So I would – that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I guess where I'm coming from is I'm not throwing shade on any player whatsoever. My question would be, what is the, I don't know if you guys have thought about this, like, as a broad perspective, what is the end game here? Like, because all of a sudden I could say, well, I have a buddy of mine, Matt Semenza, and he's in the last year, and, you know, we want Matt Semenza to play for 10 years. I mean, it's just, and I'm not saying, I know.
Well, if you're enrolled right now, you know, you get five to play five. So if you're a senior and this is year four, you get one more year anyway. So this is, you know, so that is what they're doing. It's kids who graduated this year. They're that rule is applying to them too. But you know, here's my thing about it is, you know, everybody's talking about this player coming back, that player coming back, and you know, maybe we get one or two players. I think Matt, you used the term, maybe we get one or two players back. I you know, maybe we will, but my guess is, you know, I bet we get a player or two, but I bet you they've never played in Greenville. That's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to see a bunch of kids who are going to go places that they didn't play before. Maybe at the Power Four level because of money, they'll go back there. But if somebody like J.D. Lampley, God, you know, J.D.'s a unique cat, and maybe he would want to come back to Greenville, but a defensive lineman are valuable. He may get a big money offer to go play, you know, at, I don't know, Auburn. This is an interesting situation.
Sam Denka would come back. I truly believe that, knowing what I do about him and how much he likes Blake. I don't know how valuable he is, though, to be honest. I mean, it's experience, but, you know, I don't know. I hate this whole thing. I wish it didn't happen. But, you know, it is what it is. But what do you think, Matt, about Denka? Would he even – I'm sure they would take him if he decided to come back.
I would certainly think so. I mean, look, you can never have enough depth and solid players to add to your roster. But it's that situation. Like, you know, the program has now moved forward and other players have been elevated. We've brought in new players, you know, obviously from high school and from the portal. So you have to wonder, you know, where would a player like Sam fit in? You know, where would his place be on the roster? So I'll tell you, man, it is an interesting question, JR. I have a
follow up to it for you. Right. Your boy, Nick Mizzi, the kicker.
Yep.
Okay. If he were to come back,
Mizzi,
if he were to come back, then that means like, Conrad would pretty much be wasting his final year.
Yeah.
Would he not be able to go to the portal at that point? He can't, but there's just not enough time for all this portal action.
Nick Mazey's, again, everybody's talking about coming back. We have a kicker. You know, I'd love to have Nick Mazey back because he's excellent. Nick Mazey will probably go somewhere where they're going to bid on him who needs a kicker, who was sitting here in August going, we ain't got no damn kicker. Our kickers suck. And that's where Nick Mazey's probably going to end up if he wants to play anymore. Now, one advantage, and kicking, it really doesn't apply, but one advantage for somebody like J.D. Lampley or Sam Denka is plug and play. They know the system on defense. Whereas you're coming in August transferring to somewhere, you know, you maybe don't know the system. Now, you can look around the world of college football and find similar systems. But that is one advantage, you know, for positions like that where they know the system, they know what to expect in this late of the game. But you know, you got some places who are going to be desperate, who are like, holy crap, we need a running back. Holy crap, we need a safety. Holy crap, we need a, you know, there'll be some quarterbacks that are going to, you know, get opportunities to go places they weren't at before. I think in some cases you'll see players return to the school they were at. Simply because it's easy. You know what to expect. If your coach is still there, your defensive coordinator, your offensive coordinator, it's plug and play. This late in the game, you ain't got time to learn a new system. But there'll be some guys who are going to come through this thing and end up somewhere completely different. somebody like Nick Mazey, who's a kicker, I'd love to have him back. You know, we got Conrad, who's been around here for a while. It's supposed to be his year. He's improved, supposedly. Yeah. But, you know, Mazey, who knows, Nick Mazey may be working somewhere. But, you know, there's somebody out there that really needs a kicker. And this is interesting. I mean, this will – it'll be interesting. What will be interesting is on Twitter, the next 48 hours, the announcement from guys who thought they exhausted eligibility announcing they're entering the portal.
Here's – hey, Matt, this is a thing, and to be fair to these players, whoever, you know, on every team or that are out there, God bless you. If you want to play another year, great. Here's another thing that I thought about when I saw you guys discussing this whole thing. What, you know, we're talking about the general manager part, but let's say for East Carolina, okay, we have everything set up, lined up for NIL and, you know, for all that. And all of a sudden, then we're like, wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that we thought we had everything lined up? And then we have some players that are coming back that definitely deserve to get paid and paid well because of their experience and on and on. So now all of a sudden you're going to have to come up with more money.
And that's why I say, and everybody keeps saying come back. I wish, I mean, if you just mean at large, come back to college football. That's why, again, you tell, yes, you know, guys are going to get paid. Well, some will. Some will just embrace the opportunity to play again. But some are going to want to get paid, and that's what I say. You're going to have some Power Four schools that have unlimited budgets, you know, or a lot of money, who are really going to benefit from this.
And Matt, I was also going to add to the point of, I think you guys heard me say, but how, if you think that everything is good, which I don't think anybody watching this show and most rational people, that everything is good with college sports right now, LSU has a roster for their roster is worth something like, I think there it's north of $50 million. So if you think that everything is great with college sports, just think about
that. Well, who the hell thinks that?
I agree. I would say there might be some guy out there, that one lonely dude. But this stuff has got to stop. This makes absolutely no sense when fall camp is starting in a few days for us. And now you've got a situation where fall camp is going to start on Wednesday, but yet Monday the portal opens for the folks that just graduated.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's absolutely crazy, Dave. Guys, I just wanted to let you know. So I'm scrolling through X, and I wanted to pull up the profiles of some of these players we're talking about. So I just happened to pull up Sam Danka's X account, and he had just retweeted, so it was, you know, the initial post was, Judge Charlotte Sweeney has ordered the NCAA to declare eligible all class of 2022 athletes who exhausted four seasons this spring. Danka retweeted it and said, what does this even mean? And then somebody wrote back,
paying attention. Okay.
Somebody wrote back, I think it means you can play football again. guys are trying to digest this. There was nobody knew this was coming. I mean, to my knowledge, nobody knew this was coming.
Well, some people did because there was a case. There was a federal case, and there was players there participating in it. So there, you know, how much was everybody paying attention? Now a lot of players didn't. I know, but I don't know. You know, you that's one player's account. Have you looked at somebody like J.D. Lampley or Marlon Gunn or a player from another school?
Let me check. Lampley hasn't posted anything. Let me check.
You know, and players from other schools again.
My feeling is most likely these players are kind of like in the boat we are, as far as like, a lot of them, I think, would probably be like, you remember when Kurt Warner, when he was bagging groceries at a grocery store, and then all of a sudden the guy's a Super Bowl MVP.
One of our two quarterbacks briefly left college football. Griffiths, he did construction briefly before going back to Texas Tech. I mean, so, you know, this is a weird situation. I mean, like I say, You know,
interesting enough, none of the plaintiffs were football players.
Bubba's also, what did Danker say to that reply that he could play again?
It doesn't look like he responded to that yet, but
Drew Bassnight says, please just don't let Pavier.
Amen to that, Drew.
That's what I'm talking about. That it's like Matt had his time, right? He had his era. And then we, you know, like whether we wanted it, Matt to go, which we didn't back then with all the players back that won all those games. But college football, there's a start and a finish, and it just feels like we keep moving to the finish line. Like, I mean, are you going to have, like, for example, we have guys that are the average player, by the way, guys, which is a good thing as far as experience. But the Blake Harrell said the average for our team as far as age is like over 21. I think it's 21 and a half. It's one of the oldest teams we've ever had in the history of our football program. You've got a couple guys that are 24 years old. I don't know. That's
coming to an end. That's what the five to play five's about. But it's, I'm more worried about the here and now. I think this is being told more in, as a basketball story, because I guess it was basketball players that started this lawsuit, so to speak. And for basketball players, they got plenty of time. I mean, yeah, they got to make the decision to enter the portal because it's the same portal window, but they got plenty of time to get their stuff together. Whereas football is, holy crap. I mean, this is, you know, you can't move. You can't say, hey, well, we're going to start practice a week later, because then you can't start games a week later. This is really bad timing for this. Had this occurred even 2 weeks ago, it could have. The only way this could be a worst possible time is if it occurred after the season had started. I mean, you know, this is, some people have already started camp.
Kyle, I think you made a great point before.
I always do, Matt.
Well, occasionally. I'll give you. No, I'm just kidding. but no, I think you made a really good point. I hadn't even thought about this one, that, you know, you think about when you were talking about you have to be familiar with a system. You're not going to be able to just go in and learn a brand new system in a few weeks. But, you know, you take a guy like Lampley, just to go back to him, for example, he's played in a 3-4 defense, you know, multiple fronts, but primarily a three-man front. You know, that's what he knows. Now, you go and put him in a new scheme with a few weeks of fall camp, he's going to struggle to learn that scheme. So you are somewhat limited because of how late it is where you're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, same thing for maybe a quarterback who, you know, have you been in a pro style offense? Have you been in sort of a spread up tempo air raid type offense? That's what, you know, that's where you're going to have to go.
Yeah. That's what I kind of said earlier. You know, you don't necessarily have to go back to where you were, but you're going to have to go somewhere where, you know, that system, where you're familiar with what they run. You know, there's some exceptions, like with kickers, but, you're gonna have to go somewhere where you're somewhat familiar with what they're running, and it'll be interesting. One of the big things is going to be over the next 24, 48 hours on into Monday, Tuesday, to see who, you know, to see guys, they're going to make that announcement on X. I'm entering the portal, you know, that kind of thing. I would think.
Yeah, for the fall sports, right. I'm going to see if Gio puts his name in. I think he's eligible.
Oh, wow.
Who are you talking about now?
Yeah, for basketball.
Yeah, oh,
gotcha.
Matt, with this whole thing, I know that it's probably – let me just say it like this to preface it. I know it's probably not going to happen, but can you imagine, again, one of our guys or across the board that just graduated and they think that their football career is over, and then you have a judge that says, no, you have another year, and then NCAA. What if the NCAA wins their appeal? I mean, I doubt they will, but.
Well, they haven't appealed yet, but you think they will.
Right. And then all of a sudden they take it back away from them.
I don't know. That's a good question. Most of the time, appeals don't happen immediately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what happens if they win their appeal after football season and affects basketball? Does anybody who got a player, are they going to get a win taken away?
Just like Sorsby, his ruling was appealed. And it wouldn't have happened till after the season was over. So, you know, he finally just on his own decided to end it. But yeah, I mean, appeals take a long time.
Yeah, Bubba, we would love to have Gio back. And yeah, well, that's the thing, Matt. And another thing, when Kyle was talking about this, you know, eight basketball players, I know, Johnny, you said that earlier. Think about this. You want to talk about rosters. Basketball, I mean, you're not going to have 13, 14 guys. You have guys that, you know, want to come back. I mean, that – I don't know. I'm just this whole thing, you can call me old school, whatever. I'm willing to embrace things, but a lot of the stuff has gotten way out of hand. And, again, I'll say, like I said earlier, where does this all end? That's my ultimate question. A lot of things in life is the end game, and it just feels like that we're kind of, you know, Matt, we're flying by the seat of our pants right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a shame to me that – it's a shame to me that you have an organization like the NCAA and that a federal judge who in many cases knows jack squat about college athletics, nothing about football, nothing about basketball, whatever the sport is, you have some federal judge. And let's face it, a lot of these judges now are politically motivated by different things. Who knows what the motivation was here? I don't even want to begin to speculate on that, but that's the travesty of this whole thing, that you have an organization that is supposed to be the governing body of college athletics, and some random judge can come in and essentially overrule what it is that you're trying to do. And it's a mess.
It's because there's no collective bargaining agreement, Matt. Like, this would never happen in the NFL or other pro sports. If the NCAA ever were able to get a collective bargaining agreement, they couldn't do that. That's part of the problem. And the NCAA makes horrible rulings, you know, when they do rule on their own. Like the guy from Tennessee.
That was horrible. That is
so this is interesting. It's tweeted from Justin Butts, or not tweeted, but sent to us in text. Marlon Gunn Jr. replying to Steven Igo with two eyeballs and a question mark. Y'all know how to get in touch with me?
Yeah. I mean.
So it's sounds like he's ready to go.
I know there's not a lot of room, Matt, and that's something by
that way, running back room's deep. Boy, that'd make it even deeper. Good God.
Yeah. And when we know that, I think that's with that Matt and Johnny. I know, Kyle, y'all probably know. I think that would make six running backs in one room.
More than that, Dave. Some of them probably don't plan on seeing the field this year. They're in developmental stages. But yeah.
Well, we got three or four that definitely expect to, and you add Gunn to that. I'm all for bringing Gunn back. He was a great Pirate. And maybe with playing the best football of his career at the very end.
Yes.
True. And also, DeJuan Lacy's like fifth on the depth chart, and he's a damn good running back when he's on and he's not hurt.
Yeah.
Right. That's the key right there. But I just another thing I want to mention to you guys, if you don't think, when Matt, you said it earlier, how crazy college sports is, when we just saw a tweet that both the Big Ten and the SEC now are saying they're back.
Yep.
They're what?
I think Dave locked up.
He definitely did.
Dave, you locked up. But I know where Dave was going, so I'll chime in on that. Dave, are you back? Go ahead. I think you're back.
Yeah, I was going to pitch it to you guys about how crazy this is with not only about this judge ruling, but also the Big Ten and the SEC are agreeing now on the Save College Sports Protection Act. I mean, this is just
so they're gonna vote for it.
Yes,
That is shocking. So you're telling me that the SEC and Big Ten now support that?
Yeah, it was in our group text. One of them.
If that's the case, that's fantastic.
Rennie, it benefits
programs with more money. It definitely benefits programs with more money.
I think it helps us. I think it helps anybody. The Safe College Football Act is going to, you can only transfer one time without having to sit out.
Yeah.
Right.
amongst many other things. SEC and Big Ten were not in support of it, and now, according to Dave, and I need Matt, are you seeing?
We're talking about two different things, yep. Kyle. I'm sorry. Okay, I stepped away for 1 second. You're talking about the Senate bill.
Yeah, right. Dave brought it up. He's saying that the SEC and Big Ten are now supporting.
Yeah,
Matt, you saw this also.
Good luck getting 60 votes in the Senate on anything is what I would say. I don't know that it's going to happen.
Well, here's another thing. Before everybody gets excited, Kyle brought the. It literally, the recess starts now, pretty much. We needed to get it done this week for this act because August is pretty much a dead period, if you will, using a college sports or high school sports term. The recess, everybody's back in their district. And here's another thing. As much as I would love to see this pass, basically what it comes down to is between now and election time, they're not going to do anything that could potentially – even though that I think there's most Americans would agree with this.
Shit, I think most of them, if you vote for, I don't care, Republican or Democrat.
No,
agree. I'm going to vote for you.
I agree. I'm just simply saying that I'm not getting to politics. I'm just simply saying from a 20,000 foot view.
Well, right. But if the Big Ten and SEC are now supporting this.
Yeah.
And I need to look this up to make sure.
Yeah.
Then what's going to keep it from passing?
Well,
Justin put it out there. The Big Ten Conference and Southeastern Conference support the Protect College Sports Act as currently drafted following detailed and productive negotiations with Senator Cruz, Cantwell, and Schmidt and their representative respective staff. We appreciate the substantial work that has gone into the effort. That's a joint statement from both conferences. And
or is it bullshit? I mean, you can always say something and then have the representative and then be in the ears of the representatives from your state and say, hey, don't vote for this, but publicly we're saying we support it.
Right, of course. I mean, there's a lot of tricks.
I know Rennie just on his Instagram, he just posted about it. Now, I'll tell you what. So what I like about the Safe Sports College Sports Act is that I think we've all identified the biggest problem, in my opinion, is the transfer, the unlimited transfers. It's a disaster. Right. So with this, if this passes, and everybody was waiting on the SEC, that was the SEC was the one who said
the Big Ten was
many, good at it. Yeah, many times that they were against this bill the way it currently stands. Now, this should be a bipartisan issue. If Congress can't pass something
correct
like this, then Congress is just worthless.
Well, what else is in that bill? As one of our listeners, Drew Basson, is asking, the focus on it that I know. Is Drew, if that bill passes, I'm assuming that's what you're asking about, not the original topic about the players that get extra year eligibility, then players will only be able to transfer one time without sitting out a year. So, in other words, let's use Hauser. Hauser transferred here. He wouldn't have been able to transfer to Illinois. So, and then the 5-to-play 5, which I think is already, on the books. And what else is in that bill, Matt? Do you know any other, or JR or Dave, do any of you know any high points of that bill besides the transfer rule, which would help?
I just
cap salaries.
I just Googled it. JR, were you going to say it?
No, go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I didn't want to cut you off if you were going to.
No, go ahead.
So NIL transparency, this bill requires student athletes to report any NIL compensation exceeding $600,000 to their institution. I mean, I feel like I could read this all night. There's a lot here. It's a lot of the transfer limits, guaranteed protections, prevents athletic scholarships from being reduced or revoked due to injury, illness, or athletic performance. There's antitrust exemption. There's a lot here, man. Like,
isn't there something in there that would at least for the foreseeable future keep the Big Ten SEC breakaway from happening?
That's correct.
I'll keep
that's
looking.
Correct. That's on. Correct, Kyle, because the reason I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what, and the other thing. Here's another issue for us, potentially, if another thing in the Protection Act is to try to prevent a massive, not that it can't happen, but a massive realignment. In other words, you're the American, you're going to stay in the American, or I don't know how long that would be, but And another thing too is that one of the things that we have to keep an eye on as far as that goes is 2031. That's the TV, as Kyle knows. That's
But God almighty, we're talking about enough topics. Let's not start. We're talking about that.
I'm just saying that that's the year you have to really worry about
realignment. But to answer Drew's question, it's good. Most of it's good. I'd like more details on what's in the act if it passes. But after you got SEC and Big Ten supporting it, in theory, it should pass. But you never know. People do bullshit. There'll be some smart ass senator out there that don't want it to pass, who will add some what's that called, yeah, Dave?
A rider.
Or add a rider to it, saying that all infants that as soon as they're conceived can be that you can abort a baby at 9 months old, and then of course it won't pass, just to keep it from passing.
Bubba puts up statement from Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormack. Mark, rather, we are encouraged to see the Big Ten and SEC join the Big 12 and the ACC and so many others in support of the college broad alignment around a practical, sustainable framework that supports student athletes, institutions, conferences, and fans is an important step forward for college athletics. I wanted to ask you guys this is
to me, the without looking at the details, and I get maybe Matt's doing that now. Again, the obvious one for that is the transfer rule, that you can only transfer one time without sitting out. That really, that is going to help kids stay in place. Mm-hmm. And they only have 5 years to play anyway. So you sit out one of those years, you lose a year. And that's going to slow down on some of this money. It's like Rennie said the other day. Well, if you're Texas A&M, you got all this money to spend, but if players aren't transferring, you don't have anybody to spend it on. So that's going to slow a lot of this crap down. I hope it passes. We came on to talk about one topic. This is two big topics. We'll rehash this stuff again on Sunday night. Maybe there'll be some more clarity on both. Yeah, but you got players that graduated last year who started in 22, are now eligible for next year. So the portal opens for those kids to re-enter the world of college sports, from football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, all fall and winter sports starting August 3rd through 10th. And then apparently now the SEC and Big Ten are in support of the Save College Sports Act, or Protect College Sports Act, and therefore it has a good chance of passing.
Yeah. Do you remember, Matt, when SEC Media Days, the commissioner said, you were pointing at his words where he kind of indicated about a breakaway?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that was because he said, if this doesn't pass, the NCAA is incapable of fixing it.
Well, here's
that's when he mentioned the breakaway. I don't think he meant it. I just think he was trying to illustrate the fact that he has no confidence in the NCAA, and like, this is the only hope to fix things is to get this thing passed. So he's been for it, or the SEC has been for it for at least.
I think the commissioner of the SEC has been for it, JR. I think that's many correct. Of the universities that's were correct. Not.
I was going to mention, by the way, to add to y'all's point, Greg Sankey made it very clear on the Paul Feinbaum show that he was asked, has this ever been discussed? Okay. It's not if they're going to do it. It has, of course, there's a lot of stuff that we on this show, right, behind the scenes, we talk about. But
yeah, if you're going to admit publicly to discussing something, then, it's probably been rather seriously discussed.
No, I'm just saying that the whole point is, and another thing, he even said he's not happy with his job right now. And I can understand why, because basically what it's coming down to, Matt, is Greg Sankey is wanting to do a lot of this stuff, like Kyle's saying, but yet the members that he represents does not want to
play. Yeah, LSU and Texas and Oklahoma don't want to be told what they can do.
Right.
I think Greg Sankey's playing chess in some ways. I mean, I think the vast majority of people do not want to see a breakaway. I really believe that. So what better way to get things moving, to pressure Congress by saying, like, hey, if this doesn't pass, we're going to break away. That lights a fire under people's ass. And And again, this should be, if ever there was a bipartisan issue in Congress, this should be it. This has nothing to do with, you know, politics per se. This is about college athletics. So get it done. I mean, let's get it done. I mean, this should be a no-brainer.
It's definitely a no-brainer, and it's something that could ease. I mean, the thing that's so crazy is that this isn't like where you have different parts of the country where, say, Matt's, he is in the Northeast. So he's in the Northeast, and he feels a certain way, and then Kyle and I are in North Carolina, and Johnny is in North Carolina, Virginia. I'm not sure. Are you in North Carolina or Virginia tonight?
He's in Virginia.
I'll be leaving for North Carolina on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, okay.
He's going to ruin our weather.
So he has, I'm going to bring the heat with me.
It's going to get hotter. Johnny's in Virginia. He has his feelings. We have our feelings. If you look at the state of college football, I think most people are so disgusted that this is something they can step in and do. And I had a question for you guys. One of the other topics that's been brought up, and I think it would make perfect sense, however it's not going to pass, is why don't we put all our money together, meaning the college conferences, put all their money together to create a TV package for the all of college football. And then the problem is they're not going to divide that money up.
That's not going to happen.
I know that's one of the things that's been proposed. I don't know if it's in there.
We don't necessarily want to share with the Sun Belt, do we, in the MAC?
Sure. Absolutely, we do. If the SEC and Big Ten are sharing with us, I'll absolutely share with the MAC. We got more to benefit than lose.
Yeah. And also,
but it's not going to happen.
That is never going to happen. I didn't know you were including them.
Yeah, he was saying all FBS college conference.
Forget it, Dave. Very greedy.
The other thing I want to see, it's not going to happen, but I want to see, instead of having, I would like to see all the refs be under the NCAA one, like across the board. I don't want it to be like where Big 12 has their own officials, the American has their officials.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think we got too many other this bill to pass, let's just be happy with that. And move on.
Going back really quick to the first topic, because just for people who are just chiming in, this is probably a little confusing. We're actually talking about two topics. We're just talking about the Save College Sports Act, and we're also talking about this ruling tonight by a judge that's going to allow a fifth year for 2022 players. Now, I got to believe Blake Carroll was probably sitting around the pool tonight, you know, thinking about fall camp. All of a sudden his phone probably blew up, right? Yeah. His phone probably blew up.
Yeah.
Everybody is scrambling right now. Everybody's trying to. Can you imagine? I mean, as if it wasn't difficult enough being a college football coach in 2026. This is unbelievable. This is unprecedented.
And there are some coaches right now that are in desperate need in certain positions that are probably extremely excited. And they're looking at guys from other schools, et cetera. They're already looking. And that's what I say, you know, you're probably going to see on X, follow, you know, go look around at guys' pages. You're probably going to see on X the next several days, guys announcing, I'm entering the portal, I'm redeclaring, I'm going to try to play one more year. You'll probably see a lot of that, you know, publicly announced here on social media. So this is going to be interesting to see. And, you know, I'm assuming, you know, you're going to have to evaluate some tape, the coaches, but you got a GM to handle most of this crap. Let them do their job because camp's opening this week. But, you know, I'm sure there's some positions out there, you know, where we would want to take some guys.
And, guys, here's another thing. Speaking of the coaches, Matt, how about this, and Kyle and Johnny? This is supposed to be the weekend where they get away from football for a few days, and they have like a last – hurrah, if you will, for the summer. And
a lot of people's camp opens Sunday night.
What's that?
A lot of folks' camp opens Sunday night.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that Blake has, you know, pretty much ordered his coaches to take time off, you know, because this is kind of like your final, I guess, rejuvenation, your final, you get a chance to decompress and you come back on Wednesday ready to rock and roll. And now all of a sudden, I don't know. I personally, like I said early in the show, I don't like this, and I have nothing against our players and the guys. If they want to come back, so be it. I'm just talking about the system as a whole. I think it's just really jacked up. I think that that this is my opinion. This is a decision that should have been made. I know that it depends on when the lawsuit was filed and all that, but I mean, I'll say it again, not to keep chewing on the same thing, but so if I've had my fifth year, what if I sue and, you know, for my sixth or seventh year? I mean, I don't know. It just, for me personally, I feel like the five, like they said, you have the 5 years. Okay, great. I know that's why these guys are probably getting the year of eligibility. But it just really is, this whole thing is very tiresome as we're trying to get ready for those of us that, you know, follow the sport and we're on air. We have a lot to uncover, to work on, including JR and I tonight. We're talking about that very thing that we knew that Matt Semenza
especially. Have we got an announcement for Media Day yet? No. How in the hell has there not been a Media Day announcement yet? I mean, are we not going to do a Media Day this year?
Yeah, it'll be the middle of August.
But it should be. I'm starting to wonder if we're not having one. For it not to be announced yet. I mean, because this
it'll be announced here. Well, not to get to, but Kyle, what'll happen is that we'll have the media.
Dude, normally it's already announced by now.
It's going to be announced this week coming up because we have a fall camp, and it'll be an email from Malcolm, and we'll have that information.
Yeah,
I swear that's announced like in the middle of July.
Yeah, I expect it to be announced by now too, Kyle, because I need the plan, and I'm just assuming it's going to be the following.
I wonder if we're not going to have one. This is just. But anyway, this is I'd love to ask Blake, exactly what's going through his head, his coaching staff's head.
Well, I got to add something that I think we sometimes overlook what's behind Blake. And Lance Ware is chief of staff. That dude is sharp as they come. Like, we're very, very fortunate to have him. And now Devontae Love Taylor is our GM. And we all loved our last GM. But Devontae Love Taylor came from Miami. Very, very well thought of there. He's like a genius, apparently, when it comes to making football decisions. So those two are going to be doing the bulk of the work as far as whatever is happening in this 7-day portal, in my opinion. And they're two good ones. So I have all the confidence in the world. It's not all going to fall on Blake. So, you know, maybe he can, you know, not stress so much.
Yeah. This thing has blown up. It's all over X now. You're seeing comments from, you know, JUCO players. You're seeing comments from guys along the lines of, like, you know, Marlon Gunn and J.D. Lampley. I mean, you see coaches chiming in. I mean, this thing is now everywhere, and unbelievable. What a crazy turn of events in the last few hours.
And we're actually hearing, by the way, that we're getting a text that hearing, so we haven't. We're working on confirming that J.D. Lampley wants in. So I would imagine that Matt, you being a former player, I mean, would you want another year for your dream? You love, you know, playing football at a high level.
Yeah, that's just hearsay. The Marlon Gunn thing. He responded to Igo's tweet and said, "Y'all know how to get up with me."
Yeah,
I'll tell you, man. I would think, you know, 75% of the players at least out there would kill for another year to play college football. It doesn't concern me from a standpoint of, like, are they in shape? Most of these guys,
right?
Let's face it, at 22 or 23, you're pretty much, you know, you're invincible at that point in your life. I mean, your body can recover quickly from anything. But I'm sure most of these guys have been lifting weights. I'm sure they're in pretty decent shape. So they're going to get in shape quick. I think that the biggest thing is, like, have you moved to another state? Have you accepted a great job? Are you going to walk away from a job now to come back for 1 year? Those are the questions only those guys can answer. But these are all these real things, you know, that they're going to have to evaluate. I mean, it's just It's going to come down to the individual. It, like in the movie Maverick, it's going to come down to the man in the box.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that reference. Great movie there. Well, that was Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster, right? Off the top of my head. But yeah, so we've got to keep
Clint Black was off on that movie.
I didn't realize that. I love Clint. We've got a lot of homework we have to do, and we'll see how things. Let's see. As Kenny says, Kenneth rather says, this was classic Friday news dump, having the Big Ten and SEC support this bill in the middle of the night. Exactly. Especially when, you know, it's kind of like to Kyle's point, August recess is like starts tomorrow. I mean, the next day or two. So they're not going to even be there for the month of August. And then I would hope that they would be able to pass it before election day on November 3rd. But to me, it's a no brainer. I mean, if you do the polls, it's way up there. I don't know. I can't remember the exact number about the support of this bill, but it's a bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle. When you look at college football, they've got to do something because things have gone way, 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 way out of control. And I think we were all in agreement for paying players, but not to the point of where guys are making millions of dollars and they haven't even played a down in college football. And then the whole issue of eligibility and transfer, the transfer portal, as far as transferring one time is fine, but transferring with guys having three and four different teams they played for. I know in basketball, it seems like it's been more prevalent, but we'll have to wait and see. This is going to be.
That's good news if it happens. The guys getting one more year of eligibility, it's not particularly bad news. It's just weird news, and you know, it's potentially good news.
Yeah, somebody's going to lose years of eligibility as well, though. Like we already spoke of.
Yeah.
These guys coming back playing, it's going to be people that aren't playing that are going to essentially lose a year. But you know, that's how it works. So those people, instead of having 5 years, will only have four. It's kind of ironic how that's going to work out, but there's no easy fix.
Yeah, well, you look again. I go back to I'm hoping a lot of schools will take. You know, I Marlon Gunn Jr. is a fantastic player, and I'd love to have him back. But do we need a running back? You know, are we more in need of another? You know, I don't know, center or something like that. You know, so I don't know, what are we going to go after in the portal? I'm not so sure we're going to go after Marlon Gunn Jr. or J.D. Lampley. Maybe we will. If you get J.D. Lampley back, you got to. You can never have too many D linemen. But, you know, I got – everybody has needs that they feel like you could use more depth there, or, man, we're not quite as talented there as we need to be. And that's where I think this is going to go. I don't think it's necessarily going to be everybody going back to their school, you know, where, you know, we're solid at running back. Again, Marlon Gunn Jr. comes back, sure, I'm all for it. But there is a position on this team where we could use some depth.
Yeah, but we have seven running backs, Kyle, right now. One of them's a true freshman. We can still redshirt, right? This is one fight.
No. You get five to play five.
No, there's no more.
It's not technically a redshirt, JR. It just counts.
You're not playing as a freshman.
Well, I mean, if you have five to play five, and that's
it's the same as a redshirt.
Right, like
well, but not really, because yeah, you don't. There's no way that you could look at anything. You're going to lose a year no matter what. With a redshirt, you're not really using it. You're using one like Mulligan, but there are no Mulligans. You have 5 years to play five. I get
that. Well, you mean you had five. It's the same thing, though. If you had a
redshirt. But it's not the same thing, because you could sit out a year before, Kyle, without losing a year of eligibility.
Right, but if you're a freshman, you only had 4 years to play those five.
I get that. I'm just saying that it complicates things, because you can't just redshirt freshmen. While, you know, if you have a heavy senior junior class, you can't just redshirt freshmen. They're going to lose a year. I mean, it's just that way.
No, they still have 5 years.
They can play. They can play. In other words, another thing is they.
A red shirt though means you don't lose a year. There are no red shirts.
Right, but there's only 4 years of college. They are freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. So if you don't play your freshman,
we've had this argument before, Kyle. We've had this argument.
You still have 4 years to play.
I get that, but you have 5 years. Everybody has 5 years. You can play 5 years now. We all know that. I'm just saying that you can't sit out a season without losing eligibility. That's my only point. You can't deny that. You could do it
right
before.
But it doesn't change. It essentially goes back to what it was before guys were getting 7 and 8 years.
Okay.
Two of the things is this, you know, like back in the day, right? If you played in more than four games, you lost that red shirt. Like you could technically play in every game, right? You get the 5 years. I think where this really comes into play is like these, you know, there was a guy a few years ago.
Are medical red shirts still going to be a thing at all? That's where to me
it comes in. No, you cannot. No, that's gone. It's just five years.
That's to me where it comes. To me, if you're a freshman and you're not ready to play, you're not ready to play. If you're ready to play, you're going to get your ass on the field. So if you're not ready to play, you're not ready to play. It doesn't make a damn to me about freshmen. To me, it makes a damn if a guy gets injured.
Well, you remember a few years ago, there was a guy, he played for Oregon first. He finished his career at Miami. I think he was like 29.
Yeah.
And he actually had like 9 years. It was something absurd.
He definitely did. My nephew threw him his first touchdown pass at Oregon. I know the kid very well, a tight end. He's from the West Coast. And 9 years is exactly what he did.
Yeah. So like, what this does is it prevents that because look, if you get hurt, it doesn't matter. Your clock, the way it happens is your clock starts either when you enroll in campus or on your 19th birthday. So let's say you're a high school athlete that reclassed, right? So now you're going to be coming into college a little bit older. Your clock would then start on your 19th birthday and you're going to get 5 years. Now, where this really drives me nuts, and I'm taking this way too deep now, is you think about a program like BYU who ships off all these guys on Mormon missions, and these guys
How does that work for them? Jeez.
It's an exemption. It's an exemption due to the religious however you want to frame
it. Religious discrimination. Yeah, they would have to get – yep, that makes sense.
They would get the extra. In other words, they'd be able to come back, and it's kind of like essentially like a grad transfer kind of thing where you would still get that extra year. Not extra year, but another year.
Yeah, your clock restarts.
Right. You would have one more year.
Or 3 years or 2 years. Some of these kids go away for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Again, to me, with that rule, it doesn't really concern me with freshmen because if you're good enough as a freshman to play, you're going to play. If not, you're not going to play, and it's essentially like it was before. To me, this really comes into play is, you know, you got a kid going to his junior year, and he breaks his leg. You know, that's where this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
7 to 25.
Okay. I don't know what to make of this, but I'm reading the rules. You can still redshirt this one last year for incoming freshmen. I don't know if that means they're going to have 6 years. I don't know. But you can redshirt this season in football.
It's the last one, right?
It just does. Wow. Yeah, it is the last one, but it makes no sense if you – It says whatever is more favorable.
That's 6 years to play five.
Yeah, it said, but then does the 19 clock still take effect? That's the thing. It's very confusing. All of this is very confusing. And
welcome to the NCAA, man.
I need like 2 hours alone in a quiet room to like even begin to unravel this.
To me, the 5 to play 5 is not that big of a deal. It's just not. The only way it bothers me is for a kid getting injured. But before you had 5 to play 4, now you have 5 to play 5. Before we went to having 7 to play 4 or 20 to play 4, it was 5 years to play four. It was like that for forever. And now it's 5 years to play 5. So it just really doesn't bother that. That rule really doesn't bother me that much.
You know what I love about it is, and I don't know how much you guys deal with this, but I see it a lot having a son in high school. You see these kids that they double reclass. That's a big thing now. You know, kids are reclassing in eighth grade and then they're reclassing again in high school. And by the time they get on campus, they're 20 years old. I mean, that's a real thing. It happens all the time.
Yep.
I played my last college football game at 21. These kids are getting on campus at
19 and 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. This is going to be crazy, but the great thing is this is when we're doing this show live, it's a Friday, just barely Friday night, not too much longer. It'll be Saturday morning, but we'll have a couple of days to kind of digest this. It'll kind of simmer, and then we'll come back, obviously, Sunday night at 8. I think Matt is going to be vacationing in parts unknown. We don't want all your fans to bombard you, and we're going to be. So we'll just say, like the wrestling term, parts unknown. So Kyle,
do you not want people to know where you're vacationing?
Just saying, it's an island, correct? I'm guessing you're going to be on an island somewhere.
That's true. It could be an island in North Carolina.
Island in the Caribbean.
Matt's gone. What the hell happened to Matt?
Matt. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to quit giving clues.
He's got his time was up. He said that we were over an hour, and so he. Wow.
Didn't
feel
like an hour.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he. Yeah. Okay. So,
Matt, are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, fellas. My phone cut out.
Matt, is it top secret where you're vacationing?
No. We're heading down to Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. Well, now your fan club is going to meet you down there. So,
you guys coming? Is it true? Now, this is the part that I didn't know if you wanted people to know while we were being kind of secret about it. Is it okay that we put it out there that you're going for the Menudo reunion concert?
Menudo reunion.
The greatest
Wow.
Puerto Rican band of all time.
Oh, man. How could you do that? How could you out Matt like that? I mean.
Wow. Wow. My secret is out. My secret.
Ricky Martin and Matt, I think they're going to hang out.
Yeah, no doubt.
What happened? I was gone for like 30 seconds. How did we get to Menudo?
We were talking about you vacationing.
In Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico. In Menudo.
Puerto.
Boston Hill Retreat in Puerto Rico.
The compound.
They have Christmas year-round.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Good for business too, Matt.
No doubt. It is good for business.
Yeah. They play Wonderful Christmas Time.
I have a dear friend who knows a lot of people in Puerto Rico that I could get in contact with you before you met, and he could probably he could hook you up with some people down there.
I'm not gonna even
he's a dear friend. He's a dear friend.
That's a wrestling, and the wrestling down there can be kind of tragic. Some Bruiser Brody got killed down there.
He did, unfortunately.
Yeah. But anyway.
Who did that? Dave, who died down there?
Bruiser Brody.
That was
murdered in the showers of the locker room there in Puerto Rico. Hey,
by the way, Matt, I thought by now that you would bring it up, but Kyle was actually on Dark Side of the Ring this week. The Big Boss Man.
Kyle was on it? Were we saying?
Yeah,
the Big Boss Man. You said he looked like the Big Boss Man on one of his pictures.
One picture. Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually a really good episode. So I know Stevie saw it too.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to see that. I need to check it out. I'm always a big fan of Ray Traylor as the Big Boss Man or as Big Bubba Rogers.
Hey, yeah. Another Puerto Rico trivia. Didn't Carl Willenda die in Puerto Rico on the high wire? Do you remember him?
Not sure.
Yeah. Jesus, guys. You guys are going to make me cancel my trip if we keep talking about Puerto Rican deaths in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
can we talk about a tropical beach instead? Or,
Oh, by the way,
he was due, man.
I just booked a highway. I just booked a zip line tonight, JR.
Now that's entirely different.
Hey Matt, Johnny's going down there as your security detail. He's gonna make sure everything is kosher before you even go down there, kind of like the Secret Service.
As all right.
Speaking of which, we can get Craig to go down there and check everything out for you.
There you go. Do a sweep.
There we go.
Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, Johnny, before we get out of here, wherever our we have a very special guest on Sunday night, and for those people, yes. For those people that are interested, like Kyle, to go to Tuscaloosa, we have a very special guest to talk about Tuscaloosa and the whole Alabama football experience.
Nick, yeah, what to do, what not to do, what to avoid. And by the way, he's also a closet Pirate fan. He went to the NC State game, had a great time. So he's pro Pirate, but he's going to talk about Alabama. He's a season ticket holder. And he's been going for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. So he'll answer all questions.
I spoke to him on the phone on 3-0 with JR about a week ago. And he seems like a good dude, knows his stuff. So he'll be very informative to answer your questions about Tuscaloosa, about where to eat good barbecue, maybe what to do on Friday night, where to pick up hookers, et cetera.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
cover all that.
He's coming on. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and obviously we'll be. We knew that was going to happen, but we didn't know about this ruling today, and then obviously about the Save College Sports Protection Act or whatever it's called, SEC Big Ten. Big Ten has always been behind it. It was the SEC holding out. So, I don't know what transpired tonight, but. It's good that they're at least saying publicly they support it. And Matt, do you have anything before we get out of here? I know you're probably packing and getting ready for your vacation while we're just going to be working like dogs.
Yeah, I'll make sure to when I'm you know, on the beach, guys, with you know, some rum, maybe some beers. I'll make sure to send you guys some pictures, but. Hey, look, no, I appreciate you guys. I definitely wanted to do this tonight. I was kind of fired up when I saw this stuff, this news break. So appreciate you guys. We all rallied to try to make it happen. I mean, look, I think we covered it as much as we can, knowing what we know, which is not more than anybody else. So I think in the next day or two, I'm sure the news is going to continue to trickle out. But it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, Kenneth from the Fayetteville area said Kyle should call into the Feinbaum show the week of the game. I tell you what, here's the thing. Thanks. Kyle is way more intelligent, and he and I like spar on the show, but he is way more intelligent than those callers. But I have to say that I do enjoy the callers part of the show a lot, because those people, you want to talk about talking trash to each other. It is, to me, it's gold. I love it.
So Sarah Sanders.
I'll give Kyle $100. Kyle, I'll give you $100 if you get into it with Feinbaum live on the air.
Great. That would be great. That would be
200, Matt.
150.
175.
160. Done.
165.
Done.
All right. There we go.
165. All right.
All right. I will.
That would be legendary. That would be, I mean, Stevie.
Oh, my.
What did I just say? I meant to say JR. Stevie was commenting. JR, how much? That's that would be a great spot, right?
You'll give me $200. So, hey, so $360.
Yeah. Kyle, legend is an Alabama fan, Kyle. So, Kyle versus legend.
Well, it would be his legend versus legend, is what that would be.
All right. The OG, baby. You want to talk about people calling in talk shows? Yeah, Kyle would definitely would fit in as far as the calling in and having good content, but you're way more smart. I will give you credit for that amongst a lot of things, that you're way more
Thank you for thinking I'm more intelligent than some bozo that calls into the ball.
I'm saying is that you're way more intelligent than
I do have an IQ of 148, Dave. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yep.
Kyle, those online IQ tests don't count.
That's true. That's true. What about those administered by East Carolina University?
TV says Kyle's so humble. Yeah. What is that Mac Davis song about being so humble?
I love that song. Idea. I don't know what about being humble.
Yeah, it's he's talking about he has like a big ego. Hold on a second. I'm
talking about the winner.
Matt, you know,
Mac Davis. That's not Mac Davis.
The name of the song, you have to listen to it. It's Hard to Be Humble. That's it.
Okay. Well, The Winner's a great song, too.
Yeah.
But that's not by Mac Davis. Who the hell sings The Winner?
Stevie says 148.5. His IQ is 148.
Minus 148.5.
Yeah, topper. He's a topper. Stevie's a topper.
He's got a bottom?
He's a bottom. Just kidding, Stevie. Good Lord, get us off the air. Just cut this off.
Johnny just messaged me and said the lawyers are really upset right now. So we'll, Johnny.
Hey, Matt, have a good time, and hope you can find some porchetta or whatever. I know I botched that saying, but if you lined up any Italian places to eat yet.
You know what?
I'm
looking for some authentic, you know, food down there. Like the Puerto Rican food is tremendous. A lot of rice, a lot of chicken.
I got a dear friend. You can call him, and he knows all about Puerto Rico. He's a dear friend.
Hey, Stevie says just don't take a shower with any wrestlers, Matt.
That's gonna ruin his vacation.
Oh my God.
Matt normally showers with wrestlers.
This is getting worse. Okay.
David, did you miss the part where we saw the reason why Matt was actually going down there? It's for the Menudo reunion.
Oh my Lord. That is like ABC back in the day. Oh man. We got to. Yeah. That. You said things I don't like, Kyle. There you go. I'm not a fan of Menudo, so.
Well, now we know two things. Dave doesn't like Menudo and UFC.
Yeah, and I also said when you were talking about what else you don't like, and I said none other than what was this? Michael Bolton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Michael Bolton.
Yeah. So. All right, you guys, we're going to be back Sunday night at 8, and Johnny's friend Kent will be on. If anything Tuscaloosa you want to know about, I know there's some folks that have said some places they wanted you to go, but we might not be going to those places. But if you have some ideas for Kent, then you have 48 hours notice, or less than that now. So, all right, we'll get out of here before I try to do math. I've had a great time with you guys. Appreciate Matt. Great idea to do this show. Johnny, Kyle, and all of you watching and listening. We'll be back Sunday night at 8 for TSO Sunday night. Until next time, we'll get out of here. Good night, everybody, and go Pirates.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.